everybody. So today we are bringing you a mini-sode, if you will. We're trying something a little bit different. And that is, we are going to bring you a Chinese lesson in roughly 5 minutes or less, or maybe a bit more. We'll just see how it goes. But just hang with us today, and we're going to teach you some useful Chinese phrases that you can start using right away.
好的，每次五分钟，轻松学中文。欢迎大家又来到我们的节目。
All right, so let's get started. What do we got today?
你知道吗？我昨天去星巴克喝到了一款非常特别的咖啡，它的名字是南瓜香料拿铁。
Ah, okay, I know exactly what this is. So this is one of those 季节限售。This is one of those seasonal offerings that they only have in the fall, and that is pumpkin spice latte.
对对，就是因为可能感恩节快到了，所以一切和南瓜有关的东西现在都开始进行季节性的销售了。
Yes, exactly. Like, there is pumpkin stuff all over the place this time of year. There's pumpkin spice lattes, and there's pumpkin spiced muffins and pumpkin spice cereal at the supermarket and things like that. So, all right, let's break down a little bit how to say this latte in Chinese. We have 南瓜, so second tone, first tone,
uh-huh.
And that's pumpkin. How do you say the spiced part?
香料.
Okay. 香料, so that refers to just spices in general. What would be some examples of 香料?
中国做饭的时候我们会用很多的香料、
mm-hmm.
比如说花椒啊，一个是 Chinese pepper、
mm-hmm.
或者是大料、香叶之类的。
OK, 大料, what is 大料?
你知道不知道就是有一种特别长得像五角星一样的，像一个 star 一样的。
Yeah, I think we call it star anise in Chinese.、
Mm-hmm.
So you guys call that 大料。
大料，对。
Okay.
有的时候也叫八角。
Okay, 八角 like eight corners?
Or 对 eight? 对、mm-hmm. 因为它长得像一颗星星。有的时候我们也叫八角。
Okay.
我觉得很有意思，因为我刚到美国的时候，我看到有的人把它当做一个项链的 decoration。
Oh, really? You've seen somebody wear that on their necklace?
对对对。
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.、Uh-huh. Now, how would you say the spices that are in a pumpkin spice latte, like cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, things like that?
Uh-huh. 在这个南瓜香料拿铁里面有丁香。
Okay.
还有一种叫肉豆蔻。
Okay, so 丁香, the first one you said, what is that? That's not cinnamon, is it?
那是 cloves.
Cloves, okay, got it. And then the nutmeg is what?
那个叫肉豆蔻.
Okay, 肉豆蔻. So three words, they're all fourth tone. And then how do you say cinnamon?
还有一个叫肉桂.
肉桂. I think I also heard it called 桂皮. Is that right?
对,有的人叫它肉桂,有的人叫它桂皮.
Okay, but both of those things are cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel like some of those spices you don't use very often in Chinese cooking, like the 肉豆蔻, the nutmeg. You don't have that in a lot of Chinese dishes, do you?
我知道这个肉桂大家经常会用，但是另外两种，我觉得可能比较善于做饭的人，可能会经常用，因为我不怎么经常做饭。所以我不能代表大家说中国是经常用还是不用。
Okay, yeah, we won't make you represent all the cooks in China, but just generally speaking, you don't use it in your cooking, like especially of Chinese food. Okay.
对，是的。
Gotcha. And then the last part of the name of the drink is latte. And how do you say that?
拿铁。
Okay. Second tone, third tone.拿铁, and that's just a transliteration, so it sounds like latte. That's just the way you guys say it. Okay.
对对对。
Okay. 那再来一次啊, pumpkin spice latte. How do you say it?
南瓜香料拿铁。
Okay. 南瓜香料拿铁, pumpkin spice latte.So there you go, guys. If you happen to be living in China or anywhere people speak Chinese, you can walk straight into Starbucks or another coffee shop and say, 我要点一杯南瓜香料拿铁。
好的，听起来不错。
All right, sounds good. Until next time, everyone. 再见。
再见。